This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production.
Everybody that you listen right now, this is Talk Sports from Detroit with myself, Martez Alexander, and I'm coming to you live from the Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash Studio right here in Detroit. Definitely want to always pause and thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because I know without him, there's no me, and I want to thank him for giving me the ability to even talk sports. We got an awesome show planned for you tonight. Like in the world of radio, everybody always say that we have a big show, we have an awesome show, we have a great show, we have a huge show. That's radio talk, but I'm being honest tonight. This is a big show tonight. We're going to be welcoming Dawson Draper, insider for the Michigan Athletics. He will be joining us shortly. Definitely want to talk about the podcast that he has along with all things Michigan. So much is going on in the world right now with the virus. I don't know what the college football season is going to look like. None of us know what the college football season is going to look like, but I'm just hoping and praying that we actually have one. There's a lot of cases right now with professional athletes getting the coronavirus, and I definitely hope and pray that that declines before the college football season. Because college football is one of the best times of the year for me, and I'll be pretty sad if some kind of way that gets derailed, if you will. And I'm definitely sensitive to many of you who lost loved ones to the virus. Very sensitive to that. But at the same time, yeah, there's a part of me that wants to see my college football. There's not a sport like college football out there. You can say what you want about the NFL. You can say what you want about the NBA. You can say what you want about the NHL, but there's not a sport like college football. College football is a whole different animal. It's a whole different animal. It's a whole different beast, if I do say so myself. College football is a four-month holiday. Simple as that. It's a four-month party, if you will. And I know many of you love your NFL. You love the National Football League. I get it. I get it. You love your football. You love your NBA. I get it. And you love your NHL. And the NHL definitely doesn't get the credit it deserves. But I'll leave that for another show, and I'll leave that for another day. But Michigan, There's a lot of at stake this year for Michigan. And many of us, we're basically fed up. We're ready. I shouldn't say fed up, but we're ready for Michigan to get over the hump. We're ready for Michigan to not only beat Ohio State, we're ready for Michigan to beat the other big boys. Michigan is a special program. Michigan is a prestige program. Michigan is one of the greatest programs in college football history. Michigan is the winningest program in college football history. The tradition of Michigan is second to none. There's nothing like watching Michigan football on a Saturday afternoon. There's nothing like watching that. You know, I live for moments like that. I grew up on Charles Woodson, one of the best Michigan Wolverines that we've ever seen, Heisman Trophy winner, Super Bowl champion, Desmond Howard, Heisman Trophy winner, Bianca Batuka, Elvis Gerbeck, Tom Brady. Heck, even John Navarre and people like Chad Henne. Michigan, since I've been a child, they've always had a stacked and deep roster. Mike Hart wasn't no joke. Mike Hart was a beast in itself. You see, I get so excited talking about Michigan because Michigan has brought so many great memories for me. But we are at the point that Michigan, the number one thing they have to do is beat Ohio State. I can't stress that enough. We've been waiting so long for Michigan to finally beat Ohio State. I believe the last time Michigan defeated Ohio State was in 2011, and that's when Denard Robinson Jr. was at the helm, quarterbacking for Michigan. I never forget that game. I almost peed and pooped on myself all in one, because even at that very moment in 2011, it had been a long time since Michigan had defeated the Ohio State. It had been since 2001 that Michigan had beat the Ohio State. And it's well overdue. It's getting bad at this point. It's really getting bad at this point. And I'm not going to get on this show or get on these airwaves and just completely bash or go off on Michigan Wolverines. I understand that it's just a game. I understand that it's not life or death. Let me get that straight. But I had to even check myself years ago because I took the Michigan and the Ohio State rivalry too serious, to the point to where if Michigan lost to Ohio State, I wouldn't be able to get over it for a year. And that game was about 3 years ago when Michigan was playing in the Horseshoe. And Michigan clearly dominated that game against Ohio State 3 years ago. Obviously, they lost the game, but they clearly dominated the game. If it wasn't for that referee giving Ohio State that first down when it really wasn't a first down for Ohio State, Michigan would have picked up that victory. Make no mistake about it. They would have picked up that victory. So I'm declaring right now, right here on We Talk Sports from Detroit, I'm declaring right now that Michigan will beat Ohio State this season. Because I think they have to. I don't think we can go into another year with that loss above our head. I just don't. And like I said earlier, I understand this isn't life or death. It's just football. We shouldn't take this thing too serious, but I seem to take this a little bit more serious than all the other things in my life. You know, I don't get mad anymore when the Pistons lose. I don't get mad anymore when the Lions or when the Red Wings or even Tigers. I don't get mad. I really don't even care, to be honest with you. But it's something about the Michigan Wolverines when they lose, especially when they lose to Ohio State. It really breaks my heart. And I'm starting to realize that Michigan is that girl that I fell in love with and I can't get over her. And I got to tell you people today that that's a hard thing to do. To get over somebody that you are madly in love with. You know, I get disappointed with Michigan sometimes, but they're still my baby. They're still the love of my life. And this year, I pray and hope that they do beat Ohio State. And again, I know I sound stupid saying this, but I felt like Michigan, they dominated Ohio State like 3 years ago when they played them in a horseshoe. And if it wasn't for the referee giving Ohio State that first down, I think Michigan picks up that victory. Michigan had a great team that year. Jabril Peppers was basically the star of that team. You know, but they had a stacked roster. Taco Charlton was on that team. There's a lot of people, a lot of great athletes on that team. But our interviewee is here today. We're going to be talking to Mr. Dawson Draper, insider from the Michigan Athletics. Hope I'm saying all that right. I want to thank you for joining the show. I always say this. Nobody has to accept your invitation. They just don't. Nobody has to accept your invitation. It could be an invitation to a birthday party. It could be an invitation to a wedding. It could be an invitation to an anniversary. It could be an invitation to go see Michigan play in Michigan Stadium. Nobody has to say yes. So I want to thank Mr. Dawson before he comes on the show for accepting the invitation. Before we bring him on, we like to play him an intro because we think Mr. Dawson is great and he's doing great things by covering and talking about Michigan. So without further ado, we're going to play the intro and then we're going to bring Mr. Dawson on. Detroit, and those of you that are listening in other states, coming to you at this time, Mr. Dawson Draper, insider of Michigan Athletics. Let's bring him on. How you doing, Mr. Draper?
Good. How are you, man? Thanks for having me.
I'm doing real good, man. Thanks for accepting the invitation. I know we talked a lot through the emailing, but thank you for coming on to the show today. And,
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate the invite. I haven't gotten one of these really ever, and the opportunity to talk Michigan sports and about my career, I never take that for granted. So thanks for having me.
Awesome. Because this is your first time on the show, I definitely want the people to get to know you, get to know what you do, get to know how you got involved with covering Michigan, get to know other things about you. But where did this all start for you? How did you even get in the role of being a Michigan insider?
So yeah, so I was born and raised, you know, in Michigan until I moved to, of course, the state down south, sadly, when I was about seven. But I grew up, you know, bleeding the maize and blue. I was born right outside of Ann Arbor. So I always had a passion, you know, for Michigan sports. And it wasn't until about my, I think it was my freshman year of high school, back in 2015, it was the week of, the week, like a couple days before the Michigan State game in 2015, you know, that big, you know, botch fumble, all that. Don't hate that game, but that was basically that week is where I kind of just created an Instagram account because I saw other fan pages and I was like, you know what, I want to do a Michigan one just because my love, you know, for the Wolverines and for Michigan football and basketball. So it was about that week where I made an account. And it kind of just took off from there. I mean, I was just posting, you know, doing really just what I love. You know, all this was really for fun. And I've been doing it for over 5 years now. So that's kind of just really how it started, just for my love for Michigan athletics.
Awesome. Hey, I dig your page. Your page is definitely interesting. That's what gravitated me to you. So, yeah, definitely you have a good page, a lot of great content you have on there. Now, what are the type of things that you are an insider and you cover Michigan, what are the type of things that you want people to know coming from you as an insider? How do you want people to perceive you as an insider for Michigan?
Well, see, I have the name Michigan Insiders, and it was kind of it's a funny story of how I kind of got that name. So I was actually when I first created the account, I had like this basic like Michigan_football. That was kind of the thing, you know, when I was smaller, you know, I barely had any following per se. And so I kind of found this logo. My logo that I still have now was still the same logo I had like the first week of creating that account. And I kind of just built a brand off of that. I switched the name to Michigan Insiders, and I just didn't really realize how much of like, in like how fast it would take off and then how big I could create this page, you know. And so that name is kind of because I went to do a story post once, and I was like, you know, do I change my name, you know, because technically I'm not exactly an insider. There's you know, Sam Webb, you know, some of those other guys. I'm basically a fan page with that name. And but at the same time, I do consider myself like kind of like a outside the insider, if that makes sense, like they're just a step below them. But yeah, I mean, that's just the funny story on the name of how that became a thing. And it kind of just became a brand because I'd post these things and people were like, no, don't change it. Don't change your profile picture. Don't change the name. Like, that's you. So, yeah, that's kind of just how I really got the name.
Yeah, I definitely, and I can respect that because you're actually making a name for yourself on your own without being attached to any like a newspaper or a website. You're creating your own path as your own insider, and I definitely respect that for sure.
And to carry on from that is when people like look at me, you know, I don't want them to necessarily look at me as, you know, one of the top insiders because I'm not. I don't have like that inside info, as I was saying, like Sam Webb does and all those guys up in Ann Arbor. But at the same time, I want people to look at me as one of those guys to come to information if, you know, if they can't really follow those guys or don't follow, you know, as closely. Just kind of like a fun page that people can come to. See predictions because, you know, I like to do a little bit of stuff outside of Michigan, especially during the off season, like Big Ten predictions, stuff like that, bowl predictions, you know, just to have more fun with it, you know, see where, you know, my predictions go by the end of the year. But, you know, I mean, I just love when, you know, people slide up in my DMs and just, you know, just appreciate what I do, you know, and there's just some of that small stuff is something I really don't try not to take for granted.
Absolutely. That's amazing. Now, there's another thing that I like about you, the podcast, the Voices of the Victors. Could you tell us about that and tell us how did it come about, as well as your partner? Can you just give us a breakdown on what that is?
Oh, yeah. So it was about, I would say, last off season is when I created my single podcast called Michigan Insiders Podcast, just based off my name. And I did a couple episodes there, but that kind of fell off once I got went down for school. I started my freshman year of college, so I kind of just got too busy to carry on with that. But after a while, you know, I sat there. I was like, I always like talking Michigan football, but how can I, you know, come up with topics, you know, when I'm just by myself? So I have a good buddy of mine, James St. Ange, my co-host on Voice of the Victors. And me and him have been actually – we actually – funny story, we met on Call of Duty in a lobby, and we noticed we were all Detroit fans. We were big Michigan fans. And then it was 2018, the Michigan-Penn State game in 2018, where we finally met in person. And we've just built a close friendship. I mean, just really – I mean, over as weird as it sounds, just over the internet – and, you know, we just love talking it's just sports in general, not even Michigan. But, of course, we do love talking Michigan. So this past quarantine, you know, when we were quarantining and the coronavirus hit, you know, we kind of got bored. We got nothing to do. Yeah. And I know he had an idea of creating his own podcast. And he was thinking about it. He was like, yeah, I want to call it Victor's Voice. I was like, well, I kind of want to get back into my podcast. Would you, like, be interested in, you know, teaming up? You know, creating like a dual podcast. I'm a host, you're co-host, something like that. He said, yeah. And, you know, he gave that name Victor's Voice, which I thought was phenomenal. I was like, well, that's for one person. So I did Voice of the Victors, which I mean, I love that name for it. And that's just something we love to do, sit there and just really, it's not even just getting down to certain points on it. We just sit there and just talk about Michigan athletics and all the stuff we love. So.
Yeah, that's fantastic. It's definitely a great listen.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
For sure, definitely. And I loved hearing people talk about Michigan football, and you guys excel in that area of podcasting, if you will. Mm-hmm. And now, just want to shift talk about Michigan football for a moment. I know we're still up under this virus. Don't know when it's going to go away, but it's kind of slowing things down for us, kind of having us rearrange the way we live and rearrange athletics.
Oh, yeah.
What are you hearing right now regarding the Big Ten season, Michigan football? Because I heard like a few weeks ago that they were going to just go with a all Big Ten season, and Michigan wouldn't be playing a non-conference schedule. So could you elaborate on that? Do you know any concrete – do you have any concrete information on that?
As of right now, all I know is – well, I did just see something earlier today about the – I think it was the ACC. They're going to do 10-game conference and then one non-conference, which was interesting because they were just like us, and they switched to just a conference-only schedule. So I'm kind of curious to see – if the Big Ten did do that, played one non-conference, which non-conference game would we keep? Would we still go on the road at Washington and travel that long way, which would be a big matchup? Or would we play the MAC school, Ball State, or Arkansas State? So I don't have any concrete information about all of that, but I would say I am pretty confident we will have a season in some sort, and I do believe it will be played in the fall. My sole reasoning is just because of the revenue that football programs bring to universities. As much as they want to have player safety, and there will be strict rules and guidelines, and you will see a lot of even backup players getting a lot more playing time because people will be testing positive for it. That's just kind of, I mean, as you said, that's just how life is, and that's how we're going to have to face the circumstances of it. And so I just think when the NCAA looks at revenue for football programs, the season is so big, and it's going to be so hard to move it to the spring. If you move it to the spring, they only have 3 months to rest, and then you're right back at it in the fall in 2021. So my big thing, especially for smaller programs, like, of course, I live in Ohio, so like Bowling Green around here, Toledo, Bowling Green was about to make $1.2 million by traveling to Columbus this year, and now they're not, because it's a conference-only schedule in the Big Ten. So, I mean, that totally shoots themselves in the foot, a lot of small programs. And even some of the bigger programs are going to take a shot just because, you know, if we didn't have a season, we didn't have the national exposure for, you know, the college football playoff, the national championship, all that stuff, Michigan, Ohio State, that brings in so much revenue. And it's already a shot in the foot that they're not going to have fans, because you know how much money they make off of tickets, especially top-tiered programs like Michigan and Ohio State. You know, you're selling a $10 beer, a $5 hot dog, and, you know, people, you know, when they're – you know what I'm saying? And they'll spend that money. And how much money they make off that stuff, it is just so hard for them not to have a season in the fall. So I would say – I couldn't give you a full, you know, confirmation on if we will, but I would say I'm pretty confident we will have a season in some way or another. I wouldn't say a full 12-game season, but there will be a season.
Yeah, you know, and I'm glad you said that, because that's all I want. You just give us a season. Definitely give us that last game. Definitely give us that last game in November, because it's about time that we do something about that last game in November. And,
I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you on that one. And when you bring up that, they were even talking, because the conference only thing, people were saying, you know, will they put a bump Michigan-Ohio State game up in one of the fewer, like, earlier weeks, just because we don't know, you know, how bad this virus can get. And so for me, you know, I'm really, since my generation has always been like, you know, the uniforms, I wasn't really part of the tradition days, but Michigan is so based off of tradition and a rivalry like that, I would still want it the last week, even though, I mean, it could probably help us. You know, we've lost 9 years in a row, if that is to say, but it would probably help us if we moved it earlier on in the year and catch Ohio State off guard early. But at the same time, you know, that's just one of those games that the last Saturday in November, Thanksgiving weekend, you know, 12 o'clock that Saturday is the greatest rivalry in sports.
It is. And people got mad at me last year, even though Michigan has lost 9 straight games and they lost maybe like 17 out of the last 18. I don't know if that's the accurate count for it, but I think it is.
Sounds about right.
Yep. But I still think this is the best rivalry in all of sports, just because I can't sleep the night before. You know, I get super excited. I'm super invested.
Same.
Yeah. So you get it.
So, I mean, just to carry on from that, the greatest rivalry in sports, you have the Iron Bowl has had so many great games this past decade, and I'll give it to them. This past decade, that was probably the better game to watch. But, I mean, you look at – I mean, even in the Brady Hoke days, we made it interesting. The 2013 game, it came down to a two-point conversion. Like, we've had great – the 2006 game was still – even though we lost, was still one of the greatest games. I was younger, so I barely remember it, but I go back and watch that on occasion, probably yearly, just because it was such a good football game. There was so much that just went into that game. And then the 2016 game, even though it angers us Michigan fans, I mean, it was just such a high. It was what you dream about as a kid, as a Michigan and Ohio State fan, and watching that or playing in that type of game with that much intensity, a top five game like that.
It is, and you bring up a good point, because it hasn't been all blowouts. Okay, like the last 2 years, like after the second half.
Yeah, the last 2 years. Yep.
Yeah, for whatever reason, after the second half, like Michigan, it just can't hang. But like you say, that 41-42 game when Brady Hoke was with Michigan, that was a nail biter. That the game they did beat Ohio State with what's his name, Denard Robinson, when he was a quarterback. And then the 2006 game. So it's been some tight games in this series the last 18 years. But yeah, definitely I believe this is the year, and I probably think you do too, for Michigan to beat Ohio State.
I hope so, man. It's just basically fingers crossed at this point. Yeah. And, I mean, you can just only hope that, you know, we just get something under our belt and just get angry one day, and just take it all out of them. That would be amazing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I know it's kind of early, but do you have any predictions on how the season will end for the whole college football season? Do you have a playoff? Do you have playoff teams right now? Do you have people that you think that will win a national championship? Have you had time to even think about all that?
So I did actually earlier on last offseason, I had a prediction really early, just but with the corona going on, I haven't really like dove deep into it, just, you know, knowing really if we're going to even have a football season or not. But off the top of my head, I do have predictions for Michigan at least. And before, you know, we went down to conference only, I did have us going 9-3. A lot of people had us going 10-2. I'm very optimistic about this year's team because we have so much potential. And that's one thing about Michigan is we always have potential to be a great team. It's just, can the right pieces work together to create a good team? And so I did have us going 9-3, sadly losing to Ohio State, if I'm being realistic. In the heart, I'm picking Michigan. You already know.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
But I had us going 9-3. But playoff-wise, I would say off the top of my head, I'd go Clemson, of course. Probably Ohio State as much, you know, I don't want to say that, but – you know,
yeah.
Justin Fields is one hell of a quarterback. They reload this year. They have a great coaching staff. They're a great program. You got to respect that. So I think Ohio State slips in there. I would even – people will argue this. I would surprise say Alabama. People think they're on the decline. I still think Alabama has still one of the top programs in the country, even whoever you put at quarterback. But one sleeper, I would say, for the college football playoffs is actually Florida. Florida, I see, just based off their schedule, they don't have a lot of games, especially on the road. They have LSU at home, which is huge. And then they're only, like, on the road game, which is even on the road, it's a neutral site every year, is Georgia. That'll be their biggest test. If they can break that losing streak against Georgia, they will be in the driver's seat to play in the SEC championship against Alabama, and I think they got the tools to do it. It's just so hard just because Alabama has that track record of running the table every year. So I would say as a sleeper, Florida for the SEC. Another one I would probably go with Oklahoma just based off the Big 12. I mean, they get in there every year, even though they don't really succeed well in the playoffs. Just based off of the, you know, their schedule, they got a nice team coming back. So I would say Oklahoma, and another sleeper I would put in there along with the Big 12, and this will be a shock to many people, is Oklahoma State. If it goes conference only and Oklahoma State can beat Oklahoma, they have a solid team. They got Chuba Hubbard at quarterback, who's one hell of a running back. This is a very long stretch. I mean, you hear Oklahoma State, like, what is he talking about? But they have certain weapons that, I mean, if they play right and they perform in the games they need to perform well, they can make a run at it just based off their schedule. Kind of just like Florida, their schedule just lines up perfectly for them to make a good run to the playoffs.
Man, you just by hearing you saying all that, you got me geeked, man. You got me giddy. You got me ready for this season. And that's why you are a phenomenal insider. You do a good job at what you do. And I'm not just saying that for a show and tell, and because we're on the radio, I do sincerely believe that. But before we let you go, because we're running out of time here, what's next for you? Do you have anything coming up? Do you have anything you want the people to know about you before we let you go?
So right now I'm kind of just playing it by ear, of course, just as we all are, just by this virus, you know, sports. I'm trying to build my career off of sports, and I've really actually built a career off this just fan page that I have and this podcast, and it's been taking me places. I currently go to school down in Dayton, Ohio, at Wright State University. It's a lower tier D1 program, but I'm a sports marketing intern there, kind of like used my account to kind of, you know, get in there, you know, and make connections through there. And after this year, my biggest plan is I'm going to try to transfer up in school at the University of Michigan. And I'm pretty confident I will be accepted into there. It's just a matter of fact how my career will go from there. And I hope, and my dream is to use this account as a platform for my future once I get accepted at the University of Michigan and try to get an internship there and kind of work with their sports marketing department, and not only it be a fan page anymore, but me running, you know, the social media team at the University of Michigan. So that's my dream and goal right now as a college student. And that's just kind of what to really look out for now. Other than that, you know, I'll just be continuing the podcast, just doing what I love, and covering Michigan sports and college football as a whole.
Oh, man. Sounds fantastic, and it sounds like you on a roll to a great career. Hopefully we can get you on a few more times during the season, man, because I'd definitely love to talk to you, and we can build a bit more of a chemistry. But I feel like you were a powerhouse on this show today, so thank you for coming on, okay?
Hey, thank you. I really do appreciate it. This was awesome, an awesome opportunity for me, and great questions, great conversation. I really, truly appreciate it. Thank you, man.
No problem. And I'll definitely reach out to you through the emails with another thank you. You have a good day, all right? We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, you as well, man. Thank you.
All right. There you have it. That was the great Dawson Draper for the Michigan Athletics. If you haven't heard of him, if you have him on the page, please go check him out on Instagram. Let me make sure I'm going to give you the correct Instagram name for him. I don't want to mess it up because I'm usually bad at this stuff. But you can go check out Dawson at Michigan_Insiders. That's Michigan_Insiders on Instagram. It's a great page. He's going to give you everything you need to know about Michigan and more. Hopefully we can have him on again sometime once the season starts. But we're going to end this show for right now. We have a lot of other shows coming up tonight. We have My Two Cents on Wrestling with Jed Williamson and Al Miller. That's coming up at 6 p.m. Eastern tonight. And also we have Talking with Tisha. She's going to be bringing you another real show over at 8 p.m. Eastern time. And then we have Eat My Sports, which debuts tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern right here on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. We're working hard to give you good content. We're not trying to be like everybody else. We're trying to give you something that you may like. Myself, Montez, and Dawson Draper for joining me. I want to thank everybody for always listening. Keep us in prayer, and keep everybody else in prayer in a world that's really in disarray right now. Take care, and have a good day, everybody.